So hopefully this isn't shaykh for us, because we're fortunate to have, you know, we're not in pure poverty, hopefully. But let's say someone can't afford Shabbos. He can't afford to pay, to buy his basic necessities, Kiddush, Challah, Seudah for Shabbos. So he's supposed to borrow money. Shulchan Aruch says that first Shulchan Aruch, first halacha in the third chelik of Mishnah Berurah, as we start Hilchos Shabbos, says Afil Misha Tzarech La'Acherim. Even if you're borrowing from other people, if you have a little bit of your own, you should try to save some of this money for Shabbos, with covered Shabbos. And we only say that it's better Lo Amru Aseh Shabbat Chachol V'al Tetzarech L'Brios. We only say it's better not to beg. Elu Misha Asha D'Chuk Lo B'Yoser. If you're so poor that you'll never be able to pay back. But if you have a little bit of money, you should try to save this money with covered Shabbos. Comes along the question, should you borrow money for Shabbos? And the answer to that is yes. Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah is clear. Other poskim are clear. You should borrow money in order to make Shabbos, in order you'll be able to pay them back. Question is, what about, can you borrow with ribbis? If you pay interest, normally you're not able to borrow with ribbis. In other words, you borrow $10, you pay back $15. Are you allowed to borrow with ribbis? That would be ribbis d'oraisa. What about ribbis d'rabbanan? Ribbis d'rabbanan would be, let's say I borrow from you $100, and I say, look, I'll pay you back $100, but in the meantime, you can hang out on my land rent-free. You could stay in my apartment rent-free. So in other words, I'm giving you a benefit. It's not actually cash I'm giving you, but that would be called ribbis d'rabbanan. Or other examples are also ribbis d'rabbanan, but that's one example. So are you allowed to borrow money? Should you borrow money with ribbis? We know ribbis is a horrible issur. Should you borrow money with ribbis to pay for your Shabbos Seudah? So right away, the Magen Avraham pipes up and he says, yep, you should borrow money for covered Shabbos with ribbis. Unbelievable Magen Avraham. This ribbis, I thought, is one of the worst averes you could do. Magen Avraham says, well, covered Shabbos, Seudah Shabbos, borrow with interest in order to pay your Seudah. Immediately, the Levushei Srad says something unbelievable. He says, you know what the Magen Avraham means to borrow with ribbis? He means with the heter iska. In other words, you're not really doing ribbis. You write over some document, which makes it that you're the lender, the borrower, are not really doing the ribbis. It's really a sale, it's really a purchase, whatever the way heter iska works. But the point is, all of a sudden, the Magen Avraham said he could borrow with ribbis. Levushei Srad goes out of his way and says, no, not so fast. Do it with the heter iska. Other poskim as well say, you know what Magen Avraham means? He means borrow from a guy. If you borrow from a guy with ribbis, that's okay. It's not as big of a problem. Therefore, you see, Magen Avraham seemed to say you could borrow with ribbis, with interest. So all these poskim say no. Prima Gadim also agrees and says no. You know what it means, the Magen Avraham borrow with ribbis? Also, it means you borrow from ribbis from a non-Jew or with the heter iska. So really, ribbis is not allowed. But the obvious question is, why not? Why don't we say that asay docha lo sasay? In other words, you're doing an asay, a positive act, l'kavod Shabbos. It should push off the lo sasay of borrowing with ribbis. No, so what's the answer? Huh? Well, it's asay docha lo sasay. I'm doing kavod Shabbos. No, and I'm pushing off ribbis. So in other words, I'm paying ribbis to get my kavod Shabbos. No.
It's not a direct
correlation. So one answer, the Prima Gadim says, it's not a direct correlation. It's happening at two times. First, I borrow money. Only 10 minutes later, an hour later, a day later, do I actually go to the store and buy the food. So it's not direct. Second problem, no, why he doesn't like that is because who violates ribbis? The malveh and the loveh, the borrower and the lender. Right? So over here, it's very nice. The borrower is doing such a big mitzvah. He's bank covered Shabbos. But the lender, he didn't do anything. He's not doing a mitzvah. He's just lending pure ribbis. He doesn't care if you have covered Shabbos, you don't have covered Shabbos. Says Prima Gadim, no can do. Therefore, you can't say ase do chalosa say. Therefore, Prima Gadim says it must mean that you borrow it from a guy or you're doing it with a heter iska. No way that you could borrow real money with covered Shabbos with ribbis. And comes along the Shulchan HaTorah and says something similar. He says, it can't be that it really means real ribbis. It must mean through a guy or a heter iska. Why? He says, what about asay docha lo sasay? He says, how many lo sasays does it say in the Torah for ribbis? Multiple times it says, don't do ribbis in the Torah. How many assays? It's only one assay. So one assay could push off one los assay. It can't push off multiple los assays. That's what the Shulchan HaTorah says. Comes out, it's pretty clear. Let me read you a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Lovin beribis l'tzarech suda Shabbos. I got so excited. Mishnah Berurah says you could borrow with ribis for Shabbos, o suudas mitzvah. And then he adds in, oh wait, v'hainu me'enu Yehudi omi Yisrael b'derech heter. He says only from a non-Jew or b'derech heter. Seems like the game's over. Sounds like from all these poskim, you can't borrow with ribis and pay ribis in order to covet Shabbos. But if you look at the Shaar Tzion, he says, this whole thing is delo kemosha reisi leechad shehitir beribis rabban. He says one rabbi, he doesn't name the name in the Shaar Tzion, one rabbi says you're allowed to borrow with ribis. Who is this rabbi? So Piskei Tshuva quotes a Shulchan Aruch Harav. There may be others like this, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, he in his Shulchan Aruch, he writes that no, you are allowed to borrow with ribis durabbanan, because it's only durabbanan. So I guess you have the assay of covered Shabbos, and you're violating a ribis durabbanan. So in other words, it's not like I borrow $10 and I pay you back $20. It's I borrow $10, I pay you back $10, but I you could stay in my house rent-free. So that's not ribis daraisa. It's ribis durabbanan, because I'm benefiting the lender. The borrower is benefiting the lender. He's giving him an extra benefit, but it's not real ribis daraisa. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you should borrow, pay interest, pay this ribis to Rabbanan, because it's better that you have covered Shabbos. Similarly, the Shevet Alevi says the exact same thing. And you know what it's based upon? It's based upon Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is very cryptic. The Yerushalmi says, lovin beribis, you could borrow ribis, l'chaburas mitzvah, l'kiddush HaChodesh. So for any mitzvah purposes, or for Kiddush HaChodesh, the Su'udan Rosh Chodesh, sounds like you would be allowed to borrow with ribis. It's a wild Yerushalmi. Says the Shevet HaLevi, he says, Be'emes hamatirim gam ribis durabbanan gedolim v'tovimim. You see, the people that follow this Yerushalmi, he says, Shulchan Aruch follows this Yerushalmi in Yoredeya. He says, the Vilna Gaon follows this Yerushalmi, and our Shulchan Aruch Harav. So now you have a whole slew of people who say you're allowed to borrow with ribis for a mitzvah purpose. So why should covered Shabbos be any different? Says the Shevet HaLevi, Halach l'maiser, you are allowed to borrow money with ribis derabbanan, with covered Shabbos. Comes along with Shevet HaLevi in a few volumes later. And some guy obviously chepered the Shevet HaLevi. He didn't like his earlier tshuva. And he kept yelling at the Shevet HaLevi. He says, Shevet HaLevi, you missed the whole point, he says to the Shevet HaLevi in the tshuva, the Shoal says. He says, you know what that Yerushalmi is talking about? That's talking about if the malve, the lender, uses the money, the ribis money, for a mitzvah purpose. But who says the borrower is allowed to borrow money and pay interest? Right, let's talk it out. You lend me money, right? I'm the borrower, right? So if I'm giving, you lend me $10, I pay you back $20. If you take the extra $10 that I gave you and do a mitzvah money, maybe that's okay. But for you to give me $10, I'm going to use that $10 for a mitzvah money, because I'm using it for Suda Shabbos, but I pay you back $20, and you know you take with the extra $10, you go to a baseball game with that. So that's not allowed. Says this is a show to Beshevet HaLevi. You're missing the point. Only if the malve, the lender, takes the extra money and uses it for a mitzvah purpose, that's when ribis should be allowed for a mitzvah. But the borrower for covered Shabbos doesn't work. Says the Shevet HaLevi, nope, he disagrees. He says, tells the questioner, not true. He says, the language of the Yerushalmi doesn't sound like that, and therefore he says, why should there be any distinction? He says, as long as the money, the borrower uses the money for Shabbos, it's okay to borrow with ribis d'rabbanan. Final Mar Makom is there's a wild Kinyan Torah. He says, like this, he says, you can even do ribis d'araisa. Straight up with covered Shabbos. And what's the svara for this? It's unbelievable. Yeah? He says, because there's an Agadah to Gemara in Maseches Beitza which says that Hashem tells the Jewish people, Bini, love it alai v'ani poreya. Borrow money with covered Shabbos, and I, Hashem, will guarantee that I'll pay you back. You know what that means? You could borrow with ribis. Says the King of the Torah, he says, that means Hashem is promising you, do whatever it takes, borrow money, don't worry, you're never going to have to pay back the interest. You know why? Because I, God, am going to pay back the interest. Says the Kinyanei Torah, perhaps, based on that, the Yerushalmi doesn't really say if it's Ribbis Daraisa, the Rabbanan. Maybe the Yerushalmi really means you could borrow money and pay back Ribbis Daraisa, borrow $10, pay back $20 with Kavod Shabbos. But then he ends off, a good way to end off, he says, all of this is a little pilpula. This is good halachic discussion, he says. But below lismoch al zeh l'maisa. Don't rely upon what I'm saying, halach l'maisa. Chas v'sholom, he says. Rak k'divrei rabboseinu achronim b'ribbis d'rabbanan, awaits l'nachri. So again, it's better to either borrow ribbis only and pay back ribbis d'rabbanan only, or definitely it's better to borrow from a non-Jew, or heter iska, and then you're shkoyach.